Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
This is the Meeting News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, medical scientists who are striking throughout the day have suspended further industrial action, agreeing to a Labour court invitation. A senior medical scientist at LUH says no one there wanted to be on the picket line today.
I finished work at 8 o'clock this morning, straight out onto the picket line.
100 million euros of funding has been announced for older persons' nursing services in Donegal. Two people remain in hospital following a crash in West Donegal last week. And a US congressman leading a delegation to Ireland says unionist issues over the Northern Ireland Protocol are manufactured. The
protocol's dispute seems to me to be a manufactured issue.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. And Oisin Kelly will be here at 5:15 with all the latest in sport. To this evening's main stories, and medical scientists who were striking throughout the day have suspended further industrial action after agreeing to a Labour court invitation. This follows a suggestion from the Taoiseach in the Dáil earlier today that the Labour Relations Court get involved in the matter. A senior medical scientist at Letterkenny University Hospital, meanwhile, says no medical scientist there wanted to be on strike today. 2,100 medical scientists took to the picket lines across the country. Kathleen King is a senior medical scientist at LUH and a spokesperson from the MLSA union. Speaking to Highland Radio News earlier on the picket line, she said a number of issues have led to the current dispute.
I finished work at 8 o'clock this morning, straight out onto the picket line. Unfortunately, the HSE and Department of Health have not entered into any discussions with their union, the MLSA, and this is very, very disappointing, and it's led to the situation that we're in today. No medical scientist wants to be on the picket. We want to be in doing our jobs, helping patients and helping the hospital run efficiently.
For over 20 years, there's been an acceptance at many levels nationally that there is an injustice in your pay structures and in your conditions, and that does need to be addressed. However, there doesn't seem to be any sense of urgency on the part of the Minister or the Department or the HSC to address that.
20 years ago, this was all approved, and again, we just kept our heads down. Over the last 20 years, we gave it in good faith that this was going to be sorted out. But unfortunately, here we are.
A US congressman has said the UK's issues with the Northern Ireland Protocol appear to be manufactured. Richard Neal is in Dublin with a bipartisan group of congressmen for meetings around Northern Ireland and the implementation of the protocol. Today, he's urged the British government to help find a solution to the problem, while saying he's not convinced by their current arguments.
But the protocol's dispute seems to me to be a manufactured issue, that I have on this delegation people who are experts at trade, and they also would confirm that they think these issues on the trade front, if that's really the dispute, could be ironed out quickly.
Two people remain in hospital following a crash in West Donegal last week. A silver Ford Fiesta and a black VW Golf collided in the Glasa area of Derrybeg shortly after 10 p.m. last Tuesday night. The occupants of both cars, four males and three females, were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for medical assessment and treatment for injuries sustained, none of which are believed to be life-threatening. Garda Niall Maguire is appealing to anyone who witnessed the crash or has any information to contact Gardaí in Milford.
This was a collision that occurred in Derrybeg between a silver Ford Focus and a black Volkswagen Golf. This happened on Tuesday the 17th of May, shortly after 10 p.m. Unfortunately, four males and three females were taken to Letterkenny Hospital for medical assessment. Non-life-threatening injuries, thank goodness, but two of the occupants remain in hospital, so it was quite a serious collision. The guards in Bunbeg are asking me to appeal for witnesses, for people that may have seen this in the Glasha area. So on Tuesday the 17th of May after 10 p.m, please make contact with the guards in Milford, who will then pass on any details to the investigating guards. And the Milford guards can be reached on 074-915-3060.
The Director of Public Health at HSE Northwest expects Ireland will see some cases of monkeypox due to its spread across Europe. There have been no reported cases of the disease in the country to date. However, the World Health Organization has revealed the number of confirmed monkeypox cases has risen to 131. Officials also say there are another 106 suspected infections in 19 countries. In the UK alone, 57 people are known to have the viral disease. Dr. Anthony Breslin told today's 9 till noon show that efforts are underway to control the spread of monkeypox in Ireland before any cases have been officially identified.
We haven't got cases in Ireland yet, but probably will with the spread around the world and Europe, etc. While it is a sort of a moderate self-limiting disease in the vast majority of people, it can become a serious infection in those who are immunosuppressed and also in children. I've seen media reports of a child being admitted in the UK, but I haven't seen anything official about that. Mm. We don't want to get to that situation where we have close contacts isolating for 21 days and small outbreaks happening all over, and it's enough cases out there that it gets to children and it gets to immunocompromised. We don't want to go there, so that's why we're trying to control it so it does not become an issue, so that in a couple of weeks' time we can stop talking about it.
Over 100 million euros in funding has been announced for County Donegal for the construction of new community nursing units in Letterkenny and Ballyshannon, as well as for improvements works to other older person services buildings across the county in order to make them HICWA compliant. With more, here's Emma Ryan.
Over 46 million euro has been allocated for the construction of a new 110-bed community nursing unit in Letterkenny, with almost 32 million euro dedicated to the construction of an 80-bed community nursing unit in Ballyshannon. A number of existing facilities have also been allocated additional funding to reach full HICWA compliance standards. Over 4 million euro each has been allocated to St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorlar, the Buncrana Community Nursing Unit and Carn Donagh Community Hospital. Meanwhile, both the Fulcara Community Nursing Unit and Dunloe Community Hospital have been allocated over 3 million euros, and 2.4 million has gone to the Remelton Community Nursing Unit.
Gardaí are appealing to mechanics who may have been asked to repair a black BMW involved in a crash in the Kilross convoy area on Sunday to come forward. At approximately 10 to 7 in the morning, a minibus was travelling from the convoy direction towards Stranorlar when it was struck by the black BMW that had been travelling in the opposite direction. The driver of the BMW failed to remain at the scene, and Garda Niall Maguire is urging anyone with information to come forward.
On the Letterkenny to Convoy and Stranorlar Road, a minibus was travelling from the convoy direction towards Stranorlar when it was struck by a black BMW that had been travelling in the opposite direction. Unfortunately, the driver of the black BMW did not remain at the scene and took off. So anybody that has any information or dash cam that would cover that incident, please contact the Gards again in Letterkenny, 9167100. So anybody travelling on the between the convoy and order at the Kilross Junction between 6:45 a.m. and 7:15 a.m, quite early in the morning, please contact the Gards in Letterkenny.
3 million euro is to be made available to encourage farmers to grow potatoes again. Agriculture Minister and Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue announced the funding today, which is to be spread over the next 2 years and can be used for specialised equipment and storage. Ireland used to import large amounts of the seed to grow potatoes from Scotland, which is not possible after Brexit. Deputy McConlogue has welcomed today's announcement.
We had a great tradition of seed potato growing across Donegal, and it was a really important part of our farming makeup over the years. However, it declined over the last couple of decades in particular, and actually a lot of the seed potato has been sourced from Scotland that actually drives our potato industry over the last few years. But post-Brexit now, it's not possible to import seed potato from Scotland under European health certificate, plant health certification rules. And that presents a real opportunity as well as a challenge for the sector to actually grow the domestic seed potato sector again. And that's why I've come forward today with a 3 million euro funding package over this year and next year to support investment in our seed potato sector, to support investment in equipment, also in cold storage facilities, as well as marketing as well. And I work closely with the industry now and have my department work closely with the industry to look to see that we actually start to source all of our seed potato again in the country. And that has great potential for Donegal, and it's certainly something that I hope to see grow again in the county over the next period of time. And I'll certainly support that in every way I can as Minister. We always did produce our own seed potato, and we have the capacity to do so again. the fact that Brexit now means that the importing seed from Britain and from Scotland in particular is no longer possible gives a real impediment to actually grow our seed potato industry again. And in order to facilitate that, that's why I've come forward with the $3 million funding package to support farmers in getting that business and that farming practice back up and running, and particularly the northwest of the country.
AFA Donegal Treasurer and seed farmer Charlie Doherty says the funding will provide much needed assistance for farmers here.
The sector has been very small this last while, like on account of the Scottish seed coming in, but because of the Brexit then that has all changed. So it's given us a lift there, like, so I mean, and like with the funding will definitely be a big help to us as well.
Would you say that the cost of everything increasing is having a major impact on farmers as well? So any grant that they can receive would be widely welcomed at this time?
Yes, costs have definitely gone up. I mean, fertiliser, diesel, with the seed potatoes and where potatoes, that's a worrying factor for farmers in all sectors now. But that money coming in will definitely be a help. It'll hopefully help the seed potato men increase the acres and have maybe better quality seed going forward as well. If it better mechanism, it is a capital funding, like, so there'll be access to better machinery and stuff to have better seed going forward.
A 31-year-old man has been arrested as part of investigations into the circumstances surrounding the 2019 death of Kevin Cassidy in Derry. The man was arrested this morning on suspicion of manslaughter and is being questioned by detectives at Musgrave's Serious Crime Suite. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Shortly after 4 a.m. on Sunday the 1st of June 2019, emergency services responded to the report of a red Mazda on fire on Fairview Road in the Gallia area. The body of 18-year-old Kevin Cassidy was discovered inside the vehicle. A post-mortem examination determined Kevin was not seriously injured as a result of a crash and was most likely still alive when the blaze started. Detective Inspector Michael Winters is a senior investigating officer leading inquiries into Kevin's death. Making a fresh appeal for information, he says police believe Kevin was not travelling alone in the car and that other people were with him. Inspector Winters is appealing to anyone with information to do the right thing and contact police.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break. Sports coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time's approaching 5:15. Time to go over to the sports desk and Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Daniel. We start with football. Tottenham's owners have invested £150 million into the club as they prepare to back Antonio Conte in the transfer market this summer. ENIC have pledged the cash via the issue of convertible shares and accompanying warrants. The additional funds come on the back of Spurs returning to the Champions League after 2 years away. In tennis, men's 8th seed Casper Ruud is through to the second round at the French Open. He beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga in 4 sets at Roland Garros earlier to advance. Number 2 seed Daniil Medvedev is also into the next stage of the competition. The Russian defeated Argentina's Facundo Bagnis in straight sets. 4th seed Stefanos Tsitsipas is in action this evening, while on the women's singles, 8th seed Carolina Pliskova is through to round 2. She won in 3 sets earlier today. And American Madison Keys also won in 3 sets as she disposed of her Russian opponent, Anna Kalinskaya. To Gaelic Games, there is of course a huge Northwest Derby in relation to the Ulster Senior Football Championship on Sunday at St Tiernach's Park in Clonus, as Donegal and Derry meet for the first time since 2011 in the provincial showpiece for this year. Up for grabs is the Anglo-Celt Cup. Donegal, of course, progressed in the competition by beating Armagh and Cavan, while Derry came through with 2 big results against Tyrone and Monaghan. Former Derry star forward Paddy Bradley has been impressed with Derry's momentum this year.
There's no doubt they've made massive progress, and you can see quite clearly the players are buying into what he wants to do. They're extremely fit, fitness levels through the roof, as fit as I've seen a Derry team in a long, long time. And no, you know, they're all buying in, as I say, and playing really, really well. And he must get huge credit for that, for where they've come from. You know, Division 4 only, what, 3 or 4 years ago, and now in an Ulster final. It's great progress, and long may it continue.
That's Derry legend Paddy Bradley speaking to Brendan Devaney on the DL Debate Ulster Championship Final Special, which was out in the road last night and was aired from Sister Sarah's in Letterkenny. You can recap on that programme, which is available now in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. You will also get the views there of All-Ireland winners with Donegal, Rory Kavanagh, Eamon McGee, Neil Gallagher and the men from 92, Anthony Molloy and Tony Boyle. It's all part of the programme as Highland Radio looked ahead to the Ulster final this weekend. Don't forget that match, of course, on Sunday will be fully live here on Sunday Sport. Throw-in time is at 4 o'clock. We will have the build-up from just after 3:30. In horse racing, 300-1 shot, Sawbuck caused a major shock when winning the opening race of the day at the Punchestown Festival. The Conor O'Dwyer trained 4-year-old took the honours in the maiden hurdle, matching the biggest price winner ever in Irish racing. He Knows No Fear also won at odds of 300-1 at Leopardstown 2 years ago. O'Dwyer's son Charlie was on board to guide Sawbuck to victory. And finally in boxing, Brandon McCarthy is out of the men's European Championships in Armenia. He suffered defeat today to Joseph Triers of England in the last 32 in the welterweight division. Luke Maguire is through to the last 16, however, of the light middleweight competition. He overcame his Polish opponent earlier today. And Belfast bantamweight Dylan Eglinson is through to the quarterfinals after coming through against Turkey's Mohamed Şişla. And that's it from the sports desk for today, Daniel. We will, of course, be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. Back to news now. The Taoiseach says he believes the European Union will not go into recession. Leo Varadkar is currently at the World Economic Forum in Davos, where the possibility of recession is one of the key themes. It follows fears the US could be about to slide into an economic downturn, with suggestions the EU could follow. However, speaking to Bloomberg in Davos, Leo Varadkar doesn't think this will be the case.
We have fiscal levers and, you know, some of the rules around the Stability and Growth Pact relaxation are being extended. So I don't think we're facing into recession. Not as rapid growth as we might have hoped for, certainly. But, you know, who knows? And we can't take that for granted.
An international conference discussing the impact of the rare disease amyloidosis, often referred to as Donegal AMI, will be taking place in Gdor later this week. Emerging from the Shadows will host a number of international experts on the disease, sharing their experiences and knowledge. Up for discussion will be the need for early diagnosis, speedy access to specific treatments, the prevalence of the disease most commonly present in Donegal, as well as clinical trials. The conference takes place in the Ancourage Hotel in Gdor this Saturday from 9:30am to 4:30pm. Rosaline Callan is the founder of ATTR Amyloidosis, All-Ireland Awareness.
It's a progressive, ultimately fatal condition without treatments. And up until a few years ago, there were none. But now there are, which is absolutely fabulous news. And the main reason for our group is to raise awareness of this condition. The earlier that people are diagnosed and have access to treatment, the better of a quality of life they're going to have.
Yeah.
And we are hosting the first ATTR Amyloidosis Conference in Gdor at Ancourt Hotel this weekend. We have over 170 people attending, including world experts in the field of this condition and leading medical professionals from both the north and south of Ireland. There's a sense of, you know, as I say, my aunt was four decades ago, so after 40 years in the wilderness, there's a sense that we're bringing Donegal AMI home.
And finally, Gardaí are warning recruitment targets will not be reached this year due to the levels of resignations in the force. The Garda Representative Association says the issue is compounded by retirements and the numbers choosing it as a career, with only 25 recruited this year. The government has budgeted for 800 Garda recruits, but the DRA estimates the actual number will only be 200. It says poor paying conditions are to blame, issues that will be highlighted at the union's national conference, which gets underway today. Vice President Brendan O'Connor says morale in the force is very low.
We look at Donegal, for example. You have two scenarios. You have the 24-hour centres like Letterkenny, Buncrana and Ballyshannon, where you have young members on units there responding to incidents. And the level of attrition, the workload and the burnout, it's just phenomenal. And years ago, people would be delighted to work a shift of overtime to get a few bob. Now, member saying, no, I need to break. I can't take any more. My workload is too excessive. We have guards going in on the day off, doing files, guards taking files home. Then you go out to the rural stations. We've just had a delegate address conference there who's stationed in Mobile. He outlined how it used to be 9 guards and a sergeant when he went there, and it's now down to a sergeant and 2 guards, soon to be 2 guards. So members in the outlying stations, while they may not have the same volume of work, there's less of them doing the same amount of work. So they are carrying a bigger burden. I'm left on my own station. So you have that attrition. So then how does that manifest itself? Well, senior guards in the outlying stations, when they hit the 30 years, a lot of them are saying, this isn't for me, I'm getting out, I can't take any more. Or the young people who are starting out, they're experiencing the burnout in the bigger stations, and they're resigning in significant numbers, which is a phenomenon that is really strange to guards. And recruitment is not keeping a pace. We had 25 recruits started in the Garda College in the last intake. 25. That's not for the entire year, obviously. But, I mean, again, the public statement for the budget, there'll be up to 800 guards recruited. We won't see the 800. And whatever we do see won't actually balance out those leaving the force. So we're actually on a downward trajectory now at the moment, which is very alarming.
Weather now, dry in most areas this evening with some late sunshine. Tonight will be cloudy with rain and drizzle extending eastwards across the region. Lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees overnight tonight. To this evening's main headlines once again, and medical scientists who are striking throughout the day have suspended further industrial action after agreeing to a Labour court invitation. This follows a suggestion from the Taoiseach in the Dáil earlier today that the Labour Relations Court get involved in the matter. 2,100 medical scientists took to the picket lines across the country today. A US congressman has said the UK's issues with the Northern Ireland Protocol appear to be manufactured. Richard Neal is in Dublin with a bipartisan group of US congressmen for meetings around Northern Ireland and the protocol. Two people remain in hospital following a crash in West Donegal last week. A silver Ford Fiesta and a black VW Golf collided in the Glassa area of Derrybeg shortly after 10 o'clock last Tuesday night. The occupants of both cars were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for medical assessment and for treatment for injuries, none of which are believed to be life-threatening. And the Director of Public Health with HSE Northwest expects Ireland will see some cases of monkeypox due to its spread across Europe. There have been no reported cases of the disease in the country to date. However, the World Health Organization has revealed the number of confirmed monkeypox cases has now risen to 131 globally. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have headlines again coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, May the 24th. The death has occurred of Brady Barr, Nee Brennan, Avondale House, Burnfoot, and formerly from Dunray. Brady's remains will be reposing at her home from 7 p.m. this evening. Removal on Thursday afternoon at 1:15 to St. Mary's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 2 p.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Fawn. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 12 noon. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Florence Donaghy, 13 Connyville Derry, and formerly of Dundalk. Florence's remains will be reposing at her home from 5 p.m. this evening. Removal on Thursday morning at 8:45 a.m. to St. Mary's Oratory Buncrana for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m, followed by interment in St. Mary's Cemetery, Cockhill. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Hugh Brogan, 10 Drumbo Lower, Stranorler. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The house is private to family and friends only, please.
The death has taken place of William Billy Patterson, Demesne's convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. for funeral mass at 12 noon in St. Mary's Church, convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the old cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.